I think one issue that you brought up earlier was whether there was a way to try to combine bortezomib and IMID-based regimens. We talked about the bortezomib thalidomide index, but Paul Richardson also had a great presentation of a phase 1-2 study looking at bortezomib with lenalidomide and dexamethasone. They were able to identify a tolerable dose regimen, which was very safe. And they had an overall response rate of over 90%. Actually, only one patient on that study, as of the time of their presentation, had less than a partial response, and that patient had a minor response. So I think that the good news is that it may be in the future that bortezomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone will prove to be the best regimen for all patients. And the fact that we're able to get response rates of close to 100% with shorter durations of therapy is certainly very encouraging.
Now, is that a combination that you're using in your own practice off study?
I do use that in some patients. I try to reserve it for those patients with higher risk disease, especially those with deletion of chromosome 13. We've known data about bortezomib being effective in those patients in terms of improving response rates and improving overall survival. There is now data that shows that lenalidomide does the same thing as well. And so I use that combination, especially for patients with high-risk disease, again, with the thought that the more aggressive and the higher risk the disease is, we need to react similarly and be more aggressive.